I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. The occasional glimpses of warmer weather lately have some folks itching to get on the golf course. This morning, Jan Telestrom, the golf pro emeritus from the French Lick Resort in Indiana, is in the front row with Betsy Ross to talk about the courses available there.
It's always nice to look ahead for the spring calendar and get your golf dates down, and that kind of brightens up the season when maybe it's a little too chilly right now to play golf, but it won't be long until we're back out on the course. And every spring we talk about some of the special courses here around the greater Cincinnati area, and one is not too far away at the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana, where there are two terrific courses, and there is a addition to what the French Lick Resort is going to be adding this year as a way of golf. With us is Jan Telstrom. He is the PGA co-head golf professional at the Pete Dye Course at the French Lick Resort. Jan, thank you so much for being with us on the front row.
It is my pleasure.
We always talk about, you have some legendary courses designed by legendary golf designers out there. The French Lick Resort has kind of come back over the last few years and really has become a destination for so many people for just a resort weekend and not just golf. But the golf is what we're here to talk about. For those who may not be familiar with the layout there for golf, you've got Pete Dye Course, you've got a Donald Ross Course. I mean, two legendary names. Talk about the courses and really their history in the history of golf here in this country.
Well, the Donald Ross Course probably has a longer history since it was built in 1917, where the Pete Dye was opened in 2009. So we actually have a really nice, unique blend of a classic design along with the modern design Pete Dye. Pete is considered to be the father of modern golf architecture in the country. But we also have a nine-hole Tom Bindelow design. And Tom, of course, was the Johnny Appleseed of golf. And so we have that. And then we have actually taken on management of a golf course 20 minutes south of us called Sultan's Run, which is in the top 10 golf courses in Indiana. So we have a unique blend of three different price points, three different tests of golf, and obviously three different views.
And as I said, that the courses there really already have a nice history in the history of golf, championship golf, especially when you're talking about the Donald Ross Course. The PGA Championship was held there several decades ago, but more recently the Pete Dye Course has had some great championships as well.
Well, that's true. In 1924, Walter Hagen actually won the PGA Championship at the Donald Ross Course, and it's had multiple other events, but it did host two LPGA events. In 1959, Betsy Rawls won the championship, and then in 1960, the legendary Mickey Wright won. So in continuing with that rich history, our leadership, our golf director Dave Harner and Mr. Ferguson, they want to entertain anything that ends in the word championship. So it's a fun place to work because of that vision of those leaders. We also hosted the National Club Pro Championship in 2010 at Pete Dye. We did the Ladies Northern Open Championship in 2011. We were doing the Big Ten Championships for 3 years in a row, so we have 2 years left on that contract. The women are actually at Donald Ross, and the men play at Pete Dye, and that takes place at the end of April. And then we hosted the Indiana State Open Championship 50 years after the last time it was played, and that was really a lot of fun. Sam Carmichael, an old tour player, came back to award the championship, so it was a lot of fun.
Sam Carmichael, a legend in golf at IU as well, and he has certainly been representing Indiana golf, both the state of and the university, so well over the last few years. But you mentioned the LPGA stops, and really that's what we're here to talk about. The LPGA legends will be coming to the French Lick Resort, and for those who are not familiar with the LPGA Legends Tour, these are the names that we grew up with. We grew up watching Nancy Lopez. Of course, Nancy Lopez is a legend in and of herself here in Cincinnati. She won the LPGA championship at Kings Island. And the city of Cincinnati really has kind of adopted Nancy Lopez over these years. But Pat Bradley, Betsy King, you know, the names that we grew up maybe in the heyday of the LPGA, they are now playing on this Legends Tour. And you are going to be the host for a Legends Stop later on this year.
We are. We're actually going to host it for the next 3 years. And one of the things the resort is very proud of is the fact that this is going to be the largest purse they play on their tour. And in addition to that, the resort has made a commitment to give $300,000 every year to women's heart health. So there's really a lot of interesting things going on here. But it is going to be an entire week celebrating women's golf, and it'll begin with the Alice Dye Invitational, and then it will conclude then with the championship itself. But it's really going to be kind of a fully packed event, so we're always looking for volunteers. Cincinnatians are only 3 hours away, so whether they just want to come for a day or they want to get more involved, that would be great as well. And we have a good tie to Cincinnati in regard to resort guests. It is amazing to me how many people come from the Cincinnati, the greater Cincinnati area.
We are talking with Jan Telstrom. He is the PGA co-head golf professional at the Pete Dye Course at French Lick Resort. And the LPGA Legends event that we just referenced will be September 23 through 29 there at the resort. And I guess the bottom line of all of this is that you have championship courses there, but, you know, those of us whose games may not be championship level, we can still play there.
Absolutely. To be honest with you, I think the Pete Dye Golf Course for women actually plays a little easier because Alice Dye and Pete worked diligently to make sure that they're the appropriate tee setting. So Donald Ross was an earlier design, and even though it is somewhat lady friendly, I think the Pete Dye is actually more friendly to women's golf, and mostly because of how the tees are set up.
What is it about golf? We have seen golf kind of ebb and flow in popularity over the last few years. Do you see golf kind of coming back along with the economy? Are you seeing more people, you know, inquiring about tee times coming over there? Do you think that golf is back?
I think I see things that are healthier, and part of the reason that I say that is I'm the co-professional at Pete Dye right now and have been the head professional until recently, and now I'm going to move into kind of a Tom Watson Pro Emeritus category, and one of my roles is to go to different clubs, and I've been to like 10 of your clubs in Cincinnati and Louisville, and one of the things that I noticed is the health of country club life is much better than it was like even 2 years ago. It's not largely just attitude. It's a combination of things. I see reinvestment. I see memberships rising a little. So I sense that is a good thing. And then I see a lot more women involvement across the board, and in addition to a lot of junior activities that I hadn't seen previously.
The French Lick Resort Legends Championship, that will be held September 23 through 29, and it will be at the French Lick Resort. Some legendary golf played there, not just for the LPGA Legends Tour, but you have an opportunity just to dust off the clubs, kind of breathe in some nice spring air, and go over and play on some great golf courses there. Donald Ross, Pete Dye designed. And it's really for anybody and everybody who loves the game of golf and really wants to have an opportunity to play some championship courses. It is an exciting time, and I'm sure that there's a lot of work that's going to be done between now and then to get all that ready, isn't there, Jan?
Oh, there is. And there are opportunities for volunteers. There's opportunities for sponsors. If you just want a good getaway, it's a great place to come, and our packages are value added priced, and they're just, it's a wonderful place to come. I'm originally from Indianapolis and spent most of my life there, and I used to think I knew what Southern Indiana was like, but didn't really know until I got there. And when people get there, they always say, I never knew anything could be so beautiful. And it's just, it is amazing piece of history. And Bill and Gail Cook, who reinvested $560 million in these two beautiful hotels and golf courses, have really breathed life not only into this community, but they've also created an economic engine, because this was the poorest county in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and has created some very meaningful jobs with good benefits. And it's special just to see how that works and how unselfish those folks really were.
And if you want more information about the LPGA Legends Tour stop, we have a link, and you can go to WVXU.org, and we will have all that information on the resort and on the LPGA Legends stop. Jan Telstrom, PGA co-head golf professional at the Pete Dye Course at French Lick Resort. Thank you so much for being with us on the Front Row.
It was indeed my pleasure.